Aloha and welcome. My name is Sandy C, coming at you from Maui, Hawaii. Hope you enjoy this daily meditation as we read from God's Word today. Sit back, relax, and receive just what God has for you. Thanks so much for stopping in today. This is Sandy C. Today's message is called A Hungry Heart. The Lord has personally been speaking to my heart about this, and I wanted to share with you what He has been showing me. God desires for each one of us to have a hunger and a desire in our hearts for Him and His Word and His presence and in prayer time and praise and worship. And I hope and pray that you will experience a deeper hunger for the things of God after you listen to this message. First of all, I'm going to cover hunger in a physical sense, you know, how your body gets hungry and you need to eat and your body needs to be replenished and nourished and strengthened with food. And I believe it is the same thing in spiritual things with the things of God, that you would have a hunger and desire in your heart for more of Him, and that you would seek Him in your prayer time and time in the Word and praise and worship, and just, you know, that you would have that hunger for more of God in your life. So I want you to think about how you feel when you're hungry physically and how you have to get food to nourish your body and for your body to be strengthened with food for your physical being. And I want you to think about how this correlates with the spiritual sense as well. When we do get hungry spiritually, that is when we need to pray and get in God's Word. God put a desire in each one of us for His presence. If we neglect that hunger, we will not grow and flourish in Him. We will not become more like Him. We will not be strengthened in our spirit. And I believe that we need to have a hunger and a desire for the Lord and the things of God. And we need to obey that hunger when it comes and stop and take time to seek the Lord and seek His presence and seek His touch so that He can change us and strengthen us. God wants us to be hungry for Him. He wants us to dwell in His presence. He wants us to seek His face, and He wants us to have a desire for more of Him and more of the things of God in our lives. We need to be fed the Word of God so that we can grow and make a difference in the world around us. I'm going to cover some scripture today that talks about this. John 6:33 says, "For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." John 6:35 says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.'" Luke 11:3 says, "Give us each day our daily bread." And Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." God wants us to go to Him every day and seek that daily bread, which is the Word of God. He wants us to read it. He wants us to meditate on it. He wants us to understand it, to grow in it, so that we can be fed every day and that hunger that we have for Him will be filled. He also says that we are blessed. We are blessed if we hunger and thirst for righteousness in our lives. And I pray that you will have that hunger for righteousness in your life, for the things of God, for His presence, for time with Him. I'm going to pray with you today. I want you to be encouraged. We're going to pray for a hungry heart today. I'm going to pray this for myself and also for you. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit would come and touch us and change us and put that incredible desire in our heart for more of God in our lives, and allow Him to work through our lives so that we can touch this world and make a difference for Him. So join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You for this day, Lord. We thank you, God, so much for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single morning. And God, as I lift up every person that is listening today, I pray that you would put a hunger, a deeper hunger in our hearts and in our lives for more of you and for more of your word and for more time in your presence and in praise and worship, Lord, that you would fill us to overflowing. Lord, that you would create an insatiable desire for us every day to seek your face so that you can touch and change our lives, Lord, and so that we can go out and make a difference in the lives of those of us around us, Lord. Father God, touch and change us to be more like you. May the hunger and desire for you never cease to exist in our lives for more of you, Lord. And Lord, as we hunger after you, you promise, Lord, to fill us. Fill us, Lord, to overflowing so that we can be touched and changed. And Father God, we thank you for putting this hunger in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for this message today, a hungry heart. May all of us have more of a hunger in our hearts for you. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for all you're going to do. Holy Spirit, come. Put a hunger in our heart for more of Jesus so that we can be strengthened in our walk with you on a daily basis. And we give you all the praise and the glory for what you're going to do ahead of time. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Aloha from Maui. This is Sandy C. Thanks so much for stopping in today. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's message. Please join me tomorrow as we get into God's Word and see what He has in store for us. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. Aloha.